Chapter 6.
Bullshit,
said Tim. He hopped down from the carpet and limped to Stacy.
Let me see that.
He jumped and snatched the paper out of her hand. Isn't that kind of personal information? Asked Julian. Should we really look at each other's...
Jesus Christ, said Tim.
A quick scan was all he needed to confirm Stacy's stats. Just as she said, all of her ability scores were marked 18.
That's impossible!
It's not impossible, said Julian.
Tim rolled his eyes.
Yes, thank you, Commander Data. I know it's not technically impossible. Would you feel better if I said highly improbable? I mean, seriously, do you have any idea of the fucking odds?
Stacy looked at the ceiling and tapped her fingers randomly against her thumb.
About 1,420,000 to one. Holy fucking shit!
Tim dropped Stacy's character sheet like it was made out of spiders. Stacy deftly snatched the paper out of the air with a cartwheel and a somersault rather than just leaning over, which would have done the job just fine. Dave, Julian, and Tony the Elf gave her a polite round of applause. Cooper pushed Dave, who'd just gotten his breastplate back on, onto the floor from behind.
Ow!
Cried Dave, his beard soaked with sooty water. He started to get back up, but Cooper held him down.
What the hell are you doing?
They burned all the furniture,
said Cooper, putting his elbow on Dave's back.
Stacy, come here. I want to arm wrestle you.
Dave spit out some dirty water.
If you think I'm gonna let...
Dave, shut up, said Tim.
I want to see this.
Dave sighed.
Fine. Can I at least lie on my back so I can watch?
Cooper accepted. He and Stacy knelt on the floor, positioned their elbows on Dave's breastplate, and gripped each other's hands.
You're quite certain this is the best use of our time?
Asked Tony the Elf. Stacy and Cooper locked arms and eyes. Her petite human hand was buried inside Cooper's enormous half-orc fist.
On three, said Tim. One, two, three!
For a moment, Tim wasn't sure they'd started. Their hands barely moved at all. Then Dave started groaning. It was most likely due to the extreme amount of pressure bearing down on his armor from the force of both Cooper and Stacy's elbows, but it might have been due to Dave coming to the realization that, no matter how this contest ended, it was going to involve him getting punched in either the face or the dick. The tendons in Cooper's neck stretched as his face trembled.
Come on, Stacy, said Julian. You've got him!
Tim circled around Dave to see how Stacy was faring. Her face showed more disgust than struggle. It must have been rough trying to breathe that close to Cooper's mouth. Stacy let out a slow grunt, and their hands began to tilt in her favor.
I swear to God, Cooper, said Catherine, if you let her win, you will never live this down.
said Dave. Tim didn't care who won. If Stacy beat Cooper, it would make an awesome spectacle. If she lost, well, she could stand to be taken down a peg. But from the looks of it, Cooper had given up too much ground, and Stacy was starting to lean into him. Cooper's nostrils flared.
I'm really angry.
His body grew 50% bigger, his forearm even further dwarfing Stacy's. His added strength sent their hands slowly moving in the opposite direction. But Stacy was still doing an impressive job of holding her own. As Cooper was energized by the sudden surge of adrenaline provided by his barbarian rage, Stacy's face betrayed her exhaustion.
What the fuck is...
She exhaled, and both their hands smashed into Dave's crotch. Cooper stood up and let out a victory roar. As he raised his arms, his temporary muscle deflated back into fat, and his roar changed in pitch from grizzly bear to redneck. Stacy also stood up. She had on her serious face. Tim hadn't seen that look since she'd slapped him over the head with a Slim Jim.
My balls,
groaned Dave.
What was that? Stacy demanded. Barbarian rage, said Julian. He gets to use it once per day.
That sounds like cheating to me.
Hmm, said Tim.
What do you call having all your ability scores maxed out at 18?
Stacy put her hands on her hips and looked at Cooper.
Best two out of three? Oh, hell no,
said Dave, starting to sit up.
Lie the fuck down, Dave, said Stacy, without taking her eyes off Cooper.
Dave lay flat on his back. Stacy continued to stare at Cooper, waiting for his response to her challenge.
Fine,
said Cooper.
Let's get this over with.
They sat back down on either side of Dave, placed their elbows inside the dents on his breastplate they'd made during their previous match, and joined hands. Cooper grinned at Stacy.
You ready to lose again?
Don't get too cocky, said Julian. She was about to kick your ass before you raged.
Stacy narrowed her eyes at Cooper in steely determination.
Count! All right, said Tim. 1, 2, 3!
I'm really angry,
Cooper shouted.
What?
Cried Stacy. A second later, Dave took another blow to the junk. When Cooper stood up again, it didn't look very celebratory. He was stumbling and sweating like he'd just gone 15 rounds with Apollo Creed.
What the fuck? Whispered Tim.
Oh my God, said Julian. Do you know what this means?
Stacy stood up and glared at Julian.
It means you're lying, asshole.
Julian grimaced.
I can see how, from your point of view, there could be two possible interpretations, but no, that's not the correct one.
Spit it out, Julian, said Tim. What's your interpretation?
Julian looked around at a room full of anticipating faces.
I can't believe I'm the only one who knows. Have you forgotten where we are? What we are?
Come on, Julian, said Dave. Just say what you've got to say before Cooper punches me in the nuts again.
Cooper leveled up.
Tim thought for a moment. Could that be true?
From beating Stacy in arm wrestling? You think he got experience points for that?
I don't know when it happened, said Julian, but it's the only thing that makes sense. When's the last time any of us looked at our character sheets?
Not since before we teleported to Earth. Do any of you have yours on you?
Julian shook his head.
I've been keeping mine in Frank's safe box at the horse head.
Me too.
Tim turned around.
Dave?
Dave propped himself up on his elbows.
Safe box.
Cooper?
It was worth a shot. Cooper was swaying, his eyes pointed in different directions. He tried to speak, but whatever he was going to say was replaced by a thick stream of yellow vomit. It gushed out of his mouth and spilled all over Dave's head. Stacy jumped backwards in time to avoid being splashed.
Ugh,
said Tony the Elf. He turned his head away quickly, looking like he was making an effort not to give up his own guts. Dave wiped his face with both hands, scooping away globs of what looked like weak old pancake batter.
Oh, shit,
said Cooper.
Sorry about that, dude. Back-to-back barbarian rages, bad idea.
Dave spit out some chunks.
You don't say.
It's cool. I feel much better now.
I don't give a fuck how you feel, cried Dave. Look at me.
Don't be such a pussy,
said Cooper.
It'll wash off.
And what do you propose? Ugh, my eyes are glued shut.
If Dave's eyes hadn't been glued shut with half-orc puke, he would have seen exactly what Cooper proposed. Cooper pointed the decanter of endless water at Dave's face.
Cooper, cried Tim. Wait, there's more than one set.
Geyser.
The blast of water knocked Dave flat on his back again as a circle of yellow radiated away from him. Tim had to give Cooper some credit. If Dave still had a face when this was over, it would no doubt be a clean one. Stacy leapt onto the flying carpet to avoid the widening circumference of vomit spreading across the floor. Dave waved his arms and kicked his legs like an upside-down turtle.
I gotta bring back one of these for my dad,
Cooper shouted over the rush of water.
His power washer sucks.
That's enough,
Tim shouted back. He swiped his fingers across his throat.
Turn it off!
Cooper deactivated the decanter, and the torrent slowed to a trickle. Dave's face was as red as his beard, but it was still there.
You okay, Dave? Asked Julian.
Dave opened his eyes.
Been worse. Been better.
The vomit situation had been resolved. Back to more important matters. Tim drew his dagger and stabbed at the air. Nothing noteworthy in that. He tried a couple of karate kicks. Nothing special there. He tried moving silently, but couldn't tell if he was any more silent than before.
I don't feel any different, he said. How are we supposed to know if we leveled up or not? Dave, did you get any new spells?
Dave sat up. His face looked like that of a drowned cat, but a clean one.
My praying time is at dawn. I slept through it.
How about you, Julian? Did you prepare your spells today?
There was a lot of excitement this afternoon.
He lowered his head.
I forgot.
You only need to concentrate for 20 minutes, right? Go outside and meditate while we figure out our next move.
Julian nodded.
Okay.
Stacy remained on the carpet as he guided it up through the hole in the ceiling.
Next move?
Tony the Elf laughed with disdain.
You are, without a doubt, the worst CNC party to ever disgrace this game. Every move you make is a complete and utter disaster.
Tim glared at Tony the Elf.
Didn't you say something about wasting time earlier? Why don't you look for clues or something?
There's nothing here,
said Tony the Elf. His tone had changed from disdain to despair
as he looked around the scorched, soaked shell of a house.
We should get back to the Horse Head and report this.
As much as Tim would have liked to disagree with Tony the Elf, he had to admit that he couldn't think of much else they could do here. Mordred's trail had gone cold, and they really needed to check their character sheets anyway.
Tony the Elf is right, said Tim. Let's pack it up. We'll regroup, have a drink, and decide what—
Ravenous!
Julian shouted from outside. His voice was filtered through the wall, but Tim thought it sounded more like panic than happy welcome. Tim looked up through the hole in the ceiling. He couldn't see Julian, Stacy, or Catherine.
Catherine!
Catherine peeked her head over the edge of the hole.
Yeah? What's wrong with Julian?
I don't know. He just shouted, Ravenous, and then he and Stacy just fucked off toward the road on the flying carpet.
Did you see Ravenous?
The bird?
Yes, the fucking bird!
No.
Damn it, said Tim. Ravenous got himself into some kind of trouble.
How would Julian know that?
He and Ravenous have an empathic link. They can sense each other's feelings.
I never had that with Butterbean, said Catherine. I mean, even before I turned into a vampire, he started hating me altogether.
Butterbean is an animal companion. Ravenous is a familiar. The bond is stronger or something. Look, I don't have time to recite the whole goddamn rulebook. We need to go after them.
It's pointless, said Dave. We'll never catch them on foot. And Julian was our only source of horses.
I can catch them, said Catherine. I fly faster than a carpet.
Tim shook his head.
No way! You can't go out there alone. This isn't Gulfport. This place is crawling with all kinds of dangerous monsters.
I know, said Catherine. I'm one of those dangerous monsters. I'm the biggest badass in the block, and I don't recall asking your permission.
Shit. Tim had all but dared her to go off after them. There was no way she was going to back down now. She'd go just to spite him. He looked up at her.
At least take the bag of holding.
I told you, I'm not—
Damn it, Cat! Just listen to me. You don't have to use it if you don't need it. I just feel better knowing you have it.
A little bit of practicality might seal the deal.
And what if they found Mordred? Remember, we need him alive.
Catherine jumped down onto the first floor.
Fine. Give me the goddamn bag.
Tim handed it over, trying not to look too oversatisfied. She leaned down and shook the bag in his face.
This is only for nerd storage. I'm not sleeping in this.
All Tim could focus on were her fangs. He nodded his head vigorously.
Good.
He felt terrified of her and for her at the same time. Suddenly, he was overcome with the memory of how he'd felt when he learned of her death. He hugged her leg tightly and tried to keep from crying.
Please be careful.
Oh, please.
Catherine ruffled his hair. Her fingers were icy cold, but her touch was gentle.
I'll be fine. You take care of the rest of these idiots.
The next thing Tim knew, he was hugging a giant bat. He freaked out for a bit, his whole body shaking as his skin crawled when his sister's cold, smooth skin grew prickly fur. He let go of her and fell backwards on his ass as Catherine flapped through the hole in the ceiling.
You all right, man?
Cooper asked Tim. Tim continued sitting on the wet floor and nodded.
I'm going after them too, announced Tony the Elf. I'm a ranger. Dave and I can track them.
How the hell are we supposed to track them?
Asked Dave. Tony the Elf smiled.
I was referring to the useful Dave.
He whistled, and a sheepdog came bounding in from outside.
Huh, said Dave. Nice setup.
Dave the dog sniffed around until he found the ring of Cooper's vomit, which he proceeded to lick.
Dave, said Tony the Elf. Stop that!
Cooper and Dave laughed. Tim would normally have joined in, as it was fun to see that condescending prick get put in his place from time to time, but he was still worried about Catherine and Stacy, and even a little bit for Julian, he supposed.
How are you going to track them? Tim asked Tony the Elf. It's not like they're leaving a trail of footprints or broken twigs. They're all flying.
Tony the Elf sighed.
I don't know. We'll do our best, but it's just like you said. If the bird is in trouble, Mordred might have something to do with it.
I was just saying that so she'd take the bag of holding.
It's a long shot, perhaps, but it's the closest thing to a lead we've got. In the meantime, I need someone to report back to the Horse Head, tell Frank what happened here, and return with all your character sheets.
I'll go,
said Cooper.
Without any horses, I'm the fastest option we've got.
But you're too stupid to trust with relaying information,
Cooper nodded.
You make a fair point.
Tim didn't want to put any more distance between himself and his sister, but he couldn't think of a better alternative.
I'll go with Cooper. I'm small enough for him to carry without affecting his movement speed.
Tony the Elf nodded.
Very well.
Excuse me, said Chaz. What the fuck are Dave and I supposed to do? Hang out here?
Tim took a moment to consider the options. There was only one.
You guys go with Tony the Elf.
Shit, said Tony the Elf.
Fine. I move at half speed when I'm tracking anyway. I suppose you can tag along with me if you promise to shut up and stay out of the way.
Ooh,
said Chaz.
Did you hear that, Dave? We get the honor of being able to accompany Tony the Elf.
The Tony the Elf,
said Dave, just as sarcastically.
The one and only.
It makes no difference to me, said Tony the Elf. Stay here if you like.
He walked out the front door with his dog, happily trotting along behind him. Dave and Chaz looked at each other, then at the door.
Wait!
We're coming!